Velkommen til denne udsendelse fra Troens Ord. Lyt med og vær velsignet.
We serve a God of impossibilities.
Vi tjener en Gud, der gør det umulige ting muligt.
Amen. Our God is a good God.
Vores Gud er en god Gud.
Now one of the greatest privileges we have today.
Og en af de store privilegier vi har i dag.
Is that we live under the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Er at vi lever under udgydelsen af den hellige ånd.
Where you know God can come through to us beyond words.
Hvor Gud kan komme igennem til os uden ord.
Beyond our circumstances.
Ud over vores omstændigheder.
The Bible says that in Isaiah 10:27 the anointing breaks the yoke.
Og Bibelen siger i Isaias 10:27 at salvelsen bryder åget.
You know, for a long time, you know, we've been speaking on the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Og i lang tid har vi talt om udgydelsen af den hellige ånd.
And you know how the Spirit of God, you know, he can do beyond our thoughts and imaginations.
Og hvordan Guds ånd kan gå langt ud over hvad vi kan forestille os og tænke.
So the Bible says like this in Isaiah 59 and verse 19.
Og Bibelen siger sådan her i Jesajas 59:19.
Bible says at the end of the verse it says when the enemy comes in like a flood.
At når fjenden kommer som en flod.
The Spirit of the Lord will raise a standard against him.
Så vil Herrens ånd oprejse en standard imod ham.
You know, sometimes the enemy comes against us like a flood.
Fjenden kan komme imod os nogle gange som en flod.
Challenges can come.
Udfordringer kan komme.
Unexpected things can come.
Uventede ting kan komme.
But the privilege we have.
Men det privilegie vi har.
Is the Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord.
Det er at Herrens ånd.
Will raise a standard.
Vil rejse en standard.
You know, there's something about God that will stand against every attack of the enemy.
Og der findes noget i Gud, som bare vil stå en hvert angreb af fjenden imod.
That's why it's very important that we walk with God.
Det er derfor det er så vigtigt, at vi vandrer med Gud.
We experience God every day in our lives.
Vi erfarer Gud hver dag i vores liv.
We allow the Holy Spirit to minister to us every day.
Og vi tillader den hellige ånd at betjene os hver dag.
Because when we know God for who He is.
Fordi når vi kender Gud for hvem han er.
Then we can see that, you know, because of who He is, He will raise a standard.
Så på grund af den han er, vil han oprejse en standard.
You know, I just want to share a little testimony of what happened in our trip to Malaysia.
Og jeg vil bare lige dele et vidnesbyrd om hvad der skete på vores rejse til Malaysia.
I shared it in our men's meeting.
Og jeg delte det på mandemødet.
That's because I want you to understand the power of the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Og det er for at jeg vil du skal forstå kraften i den hellige ånd.
So we were in I was in Malaysia for 2 days.
Så jeg var i Malaysia i 2 dage.
And you know we went to this I had to speak in this church on Saturday evening and Sunday morning.
Og jeg skulle tale i kirken lørdag aften og søndag morgen.
And Emily Yema also has been there at that church.
So vi er flere der har været der i kirken.
It has been a difficult time for them.
Og det har været en svær tid for dem.
Because the founder of the ministry.
Fordi grundlæggeren af kirken.
The senior pastor of the church.
Senior pastoren.
Had been through a very tough time.
Er gået igennem en hård tid.
He went through cancer in his throat.
Han har haft cancer i struben.
And he lost his voice.
Og han har mistet stemmen.
And for some years, so for a few years, he really battled with it. He couldn't preach, he couldn't talk. It was like you know, like the enemy had crushed his voice.
Og igennem flere år kunne han faktisk ikke tale, og det var som om fjenden han havde bare knust hans stemme.
By the grace of God he came out of it.
Men ved Guds nåde kom han igennem det.
But he became very sick.
Men han blev meget syg.
He began to lose a lot of weight.
Og han tabte meget vægt.
They said he had almost come to 33 kilos.
Og de sagde, han var næsten helt nede på 33 kilo.
And it's only the last few months he has gained a little bit of weight.
Og her de sidste måneder har han taget lidt på.
So he has ended up not being in church for 1 year and 3 months.
Og det har resulteret i, at han ikke har været i kirken i 1 år og 3 måneder.
Church has really come down, a lot of challenges.
Og det er gået nedad for kirken. De har haft mange udfordringer.
So I went to visit him in his house.
Så jeg besøgte ham i hans hjem.
And I saw a man totally broken down.
Og jeg så en total nedbrudt mand.
He could not add 3 to 4 words together and make a sentence.
Han kunne ikke ligesom sætte 3-4 ord sammen for at lave en sætning.
He just couldn't. He just couldn't add 2 or 3 words together.
Han kunne ikke engang sætte 2-3 ord sammen.
And he was, you know, totally dazed, and he was in a very special place.
Og han var fuldstændig altså svag, og han var på et, ja.
So when I went to his house, they told me that he is very disturbed.
Så da jeg tog til hans hjem, så sagde de til mig, at han var meget forstyrret.
And that, you know, he cannot sit for more than 5 minutes.
Og han faktisk ikke engang kunne sidde mere end 5 minutter.
And sometimes he can be irrelevant in what he's trying to say.
Og det kunne være irrelevant, det han egentlig ville sige.
So when I was sitting in their house, I just went for a short time.
Så da jeg sad der i deres hjem, jeg var der kun kort tid.
I began to ask the Lord, what is this all about?
Og så spurgte jeg Herren, Herre, hvad handler det her om?
Of course he is sick.
Ja, og selvfølgelig var han jo syg.
And then the Lord began to speak to me.
Så begyndte Herren at tale til mig.
And he said to me, can you see that my anointing upon him was for a prophetic voice and a prophetic vision over Malaysia?
Og så sagde Herren til mig, kan du se, at den salvelse, der var over ham, var for en profet, for at være en profetisk røst og en profetisk tid over Malaysia.
Yeah. So while all this was going on.
Så mens alt det her skete.
I'm beginning to see that this man was a man mightily used by God.
Og den her mand var en mand, der var mægtigt anvendt af Gud.
Some would even call him like the Benny Hinn of Malaysia.
Og nogen ville endda sige, det var Malaysias Benny Hinn.
Because he was short.
Fordi han var lidt ikke så høj.
White hair.
Han havde hvidt hår.
Sometimes he came in a white suit.
Og kom nogle gange i et hvidt jakkesæt.
And he was extremely prophetic.
Og han var meget profetisk.
And you know, he was a, you know, mightily used by God.
Og han var mægtigt anvendt af Gud.
But I saw a man totally broken down.
Men jeg så en total nedbrudt mand.
And to me,
og for mig,
beyond the sick, whatever sickness he was going through,
ud over denne her sygdom han gennemgik,
God was showing me how, you know, the enemy is coming against the prophetic voice and the prophetic vision over a particular place.
For mig så jeg, hvordan at fjenden kom imod denne profetiske røst over det her specielle sted.
Of course, after, you know, just before I left.
Og lige før jeg forlod stedet.
He was saying, Stephen is here, Stephen here, Stephen here.
Så siger han, Stephen er her, Stephen her.
So he told his wife, church, I want to go, church.
Og så siger han til sin kone, kirke, jeg vil i kirke.
His wife told me he has not been to church for a long, long time.
Og hans kone fortalte mig, han ikke havde været i kirken i en lang tid.
And you know, he has 24 hours help.
Han har 24 timers hjælp.
Somebody is watching over him all the time.
Der er nogen, der ligesom er over ham hele tiden.
Anyway, Pastor Cornelius and I left.
Så Pastor Cornelius og jeg, vi tog afsted.
And so when I was in the church,
så da jeg var i kirken,
that evening the Lord reminded me again.
Så mindede Herren mig igen om.
So I told the church.
Så jeg sagde til kirken.
I said, you need to understand, you are sitting in a place which was birthed by a prophetic voice and a prophetic vision.
At I må forstå, I sidder i en kirke, der er født ud af et profetisk røst og et profetisk syn.
One of the important things about our life.
Og en af de vigtige ting i vores liv
is about God's anointing and calling over our lives.
Handler om Guds salvelse og Guds kald over vores liv.
It's very important that we know who we are in Christ.
Det er så vigtigt, at vi ved, hvem vi er i Kristus.
And what God has called us to do.
Og hvad Gud har kaldet os til.
Many things will happen as long as we are in the world.
Mange ting vil ske her, mens vi er i verden.
Many challenges will come.
Mange udfordringer vil komme.
Many, many storms will come.
Mange storme vil komme.
But our life
Men vores
is
liv
not about the storm.
Handler ikke om stormene.
It's about who we are and what we are called to be.
Handler om, hvem vi er og hvad vi er kaldet til.
Jesus was sleeping in the boat.
Jesus sov i båden.
And the storm was there was a mighty storm.
Og der var en mægtig storm.
Water was coming into the boat.
Og der kom vand ind i båden.
The disciples were afraid.
Og disciplene var bange.
And they went and woke him up.
Og de vækkede ham.
But when he woke up,
og da han vågnede,
he
så
was not moved by the storm.
Var han ikke
he was not moved by the water.
Han var ikke bevæget
he was
af
not moved by the way the boat shook.
Han var ikke bevæget af, hvordan
he
båden
stood
rød,
in his calling.
Han stod i sit kald.
He knew his authority.
Han kendte sin autoritet.
And he walked in that authority and in that calling in the midst of the storm.
Og han vandrede i det kald og i den autoritet midt i stormen.
So what did he do?
Så hvad gjorde han?
He calmed the storm.
Han stillede stormen.
That's his authority.
Det var hans autoritet.
His calling
og hans kald
is to calm every storm.
Var og stillede enhver storm.
Are you with me?
Er du med?
The disciples didn't do that.
Det gjorde disciplene.
But he did that.
Men det gjorde han.
They tried to cast the demon out.
De forsøgte at kaste dæmonen ud.
But they could not.
Men det kunne de.
But he cast it out.
Men han kastede den.
Why?
Ud. Hvorfor?
Because he walked in the authority and in the calling by which God has called
Fordi
him.
Fordi han vandrede i den autoritet og det kald Gud havde givet ham.
I want you to know tonight.
Jeg vil, du skal vide,
God has a calling upon your life.
Gud, han har et kald over dit
God
liv.
Has a purpose over your life.
Og en hensigt over dit liv.
And what will keep you going until the end of the road that God has kept for you?
Og hvad der vil få dig til at holde ud ind til slutningen af det er det kald Gud har givet dig.
Is walking in the calling and in the appointment of God over your life.
Er at vandre i det kald og i den bestemmelse der er over dit liv.
You overcome Satan.
Du overvinder Satan.
By the blood of the lamb.
Ved lammets blod.
And by the word of your testimony.
Og ved dit vidnesbyrds ord.
Revelation 12:11.
Åbenbaringen 12:11.
Always.
Altid.
We overcome Satan.
Så overvinder vi Satan.
By the blood of Jesus.
Ved Jesu blod.
The blood of Jesus has the life of Jesus.
Og Jesu blod har Jesu liv.
And you walk in the authority of Jesus.
Og du vandrer i Jesu autoritet.
We don't walk in our authority.
Vi vandrer ikke i vores egen autoritet.
We have not got an authority.
Vi har ikke fået den autoritet.
But we walk in his authority.
Men vi vandrer i hans autoritet.
Jesus, when he gave the great commission.
Og da Jesus gav den store missionsbefaling.
He said, my authority.
Så siger han, min autoritet.
I give, you know. I give you.
Giver jeg jer.
We walk in his authority.
Og vi vandrer i hans autoritet.
Are you with me? Demons are not afraid of us.
Dæmoner er ikke bange for os.
But they're afraid of who Christ is in us.
Men de er bange for hvem Kristus er i os.
Amen. When you rebuke something,
så når du står noget imod,
you rebuke it in the authority of Christ in you.
Så står du imod det i den autoritet du har i Jesus.
That's
i dig.
That's why we can walk as an overcomer.
Det er derfor vi kan vandre som overvinder.
And what does the anointing do?
Og hvad gør salvelsen?
The anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Helligåndens salvelse.
Reminds us.
Minder os.
Shows us.
Og viser os.
Keeps us.
Og bevarer
in
os.
Who we are as a child of God.
I hvem vi er som et Guds barn.
So Sunday morning.
Så søndag morgen.
We were in church.
Var vi i kirken?
Christopher was leading worship.
Og Christopher han ledte i lovsang.
Suddenly I see.
Så pludselig ser jeg.
That he's being brought into the church after 1 year and 3 months in a wheelchair.
At han bliver bragt ind i kirken efter et år og 3 måneder i en kørestol.
And I don't know what to do.
Og jeg ved ikke hvad jeg skal gøre.
Now imagine he's coming to his own church after such a long time.
Forestil dig at han kommer til sin egen kirke efter så lang tid.
People cannot believe.
Og mennesker, de kan ikke tro
and
det.
He is like, you know, he's like totally, you know.
Og han er helt ligesom væk.
He's in his own world.
Og han er i sin egen verden.
So I walked to him and I said, Pastor, nice to see you.
Så jeg går hen til ham og siger, Pastor, det er godt at se dig.
He just looked at me.
Og han ser på mig.
He looked at his wife.
Og han ser på sin hustru.
He is just quiet.
Og han er
just
stille.
Gave me a smile.
Og han smiler til mig.
He can't make a sentence.
Han kan ikke engang lave en sætning.
So he just gave me a smile.
Så han gav mig et smil.
And it was for me it was a very difficult thing.
Så det var en meget svær ting.
Because this is the same man.
For det er den samme mand.
In that same church.
I samme kirke.
When I would minister.
Hvor jeg ville betjene.
He'd come and stand behind me.
Og han ville komme og stille sig bag mig.
And when I pray and prophesy.
Og når jeg beder og profeterer.
He will stand behind and approve.
Så vil han stå ved siden af mig og ligesom sige god for.
He'll say, yeah, right.
Han That's vil sige, correct. Ja, he'll det er ret.
Then if you pray for someone and I say something, then he'll say, yes, correct.
Og hvis jeg stod og bad for en, ville han sige, ja, det er rigtigt.
He's a real prophet.
Han er i sandhed en profet.
So it was very, you know, for me, it used to be scary to be, you know, having him stand behind me.
Så det plejer ligesom at være lidt skræmmende for mig at have ham bag mig.
And now to see him in that place was a little, you know.
Og så nu at se ham på, i den situation var lidt...
And also, you know, it's a little different.
Og det var lidt anderledes.
When God wants you to minister to somebody who's much bigger and higher in the anointing and in the call of God.
Når Gud vil at du skal tjene over for en som er meget eller som står højere end dig i salvelsen
so
og i kaldelsen.
I had to respect and honor that.
Så det måtte jeg respektere og ære.
So I knew that I can't just go and say, come out of that wheelchair or do something, you know. No. I had to really hear God.
Så jeg måtte virkelig høre Gud, og ikke bare gå hen og sige, kom ud af den kørestol.
But I'm saying to the Lord, Lord, what is it you want to do here?
Men jeg sagde til Herren, Herre, hvad er det, du vil gøre her?
And then, you know, anyway, I went up, I preached.
Og jeg gik op for at prædike.
45 minutes.
45 minutter.
He never moved.
Bevægede han sig
He
ikke.
Can't sit for more than 5 minutes.
Og han kan normalt ikke sidde mere end 5 minutter.
He sat for 45 minutes.
Og han sad der i 45 minutter.
And then, you know, the Lord told me exactly what to do.
Og så sagde Herren præcis til mig, hvad jeg skulle gøre.
So I came to him.
Så jeg gik hen til ham.
I looked at him and I said.
Og jeg så på ham og sagde.
Pastor. Take this microphone.
Tag denne her mikrofon.
And I want you to bless your church.
Og jeg vil, du skal velsigne din kirke.
He looked at me.
Han så på mig.
He looked at his wife.
Og han så på sin hustru.
I said to him.
Så sagde jeg til ham.
Come on, pastor.
Kom, pastor.
Just a few words.
Bare et par ord.
Bless your church.
Velsign din menighed.
What amazed me.
Og hvad der var, hvad der forundrede mig.
To see how the Spirit of God works.
Hvordan Herrens ånd virker.
Are you with me tonight?
Er du med her i aften?
I want you to know tonight.
Jeg vil, du skal vide.
There is nothing that God cannot do for you.
Der er intet Gud ikke kan gøre for dig.
Amen.
Amen.
There is no power like the power of God.
Der er ingen kraft som Guds kraft.
So when I gave him the mic,
så da jeg gav ham mikrofonen,
he just got up from the wheelchair.
Så stod han op fra kørestolen.
And he touched the microphone.
Og han berørte mikrofonen.
And I can see it in the spiritual.
Og jeg kan se det i det åndelige.
You know, all of us know the anointing is about the office that God wants you to work in, right?
Og du ved at salvelsen det handler jo om det embede Gud vil du skal virke i.
The spirit Isaiah 61, the spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to
Isaiah 61, Herrens ånd er over mig fordi han har salvet mig til
God's anointing upon us is for us to be and do what he wants us to do.
Så Guds salvelse over os, det er at være og gøre det, han ønsker, vi skal gøre.
So the minute he took the microphone,
så i det øjeblik, han tog mikrofonen,
I could see in the spirit,
så kunne jeg se i ånden,
him stepping into,
at han trådte ind i,
who he has always been.
Ind der, hvor han, til det, hvor han altid havde været.
He looked at the people,
og han så på folket,
he said,
og han sagde,
God is good.
Gud er god.
People were screaming.
Og folk, de skreg.
They were crying.
De græd.
He said, God is good all the time, he said.
Og så siger han, Gud er altid god.
His wife was shocked.
Og hans hustru var chokeret.
A full sentence.
En hel sætning.
A man who has not spoken for more than a year.
Og en mand, som ikke havde talt i mere end et år.
He said,
så sagde han,
whatever we have done wrong,
hvad end vi har gjort forkert,
God forgives.
Tilgiver Gud.
Because he is a good God.
Fordi han er en god Gud.
Then you know what he did?
Ved du hvad så han gjorde?
He turned.
Så vendte han sig.
Some of you know how big that church is.
Og nogle af jer ved hvor stor kirken er.
He walked all the way to the front.
Så gik han hele vejen op foran.
He went up 8 stairs to the altar.
Gik 8 trin op til alteret.
And he came to the pulpit.
Og han gik hen til prædikestolen.
And with a mic he stood.
Og så stod han med mikrofonen.
And he looked at the church.
Og så han på kirken.
He stepped into.
Han trådte ind i.
Who God had made him to be.
I derind til den, som Gud havde skabt ham til at være.
That look on his eyes.
I det blik i hans øjne.
The way he saw the church.
Den måde han så på kirken
he
på.
He stepped into that office of who he was as a man of God.
Han trådte ind i det embede, som han var som en Guds mand.
And I'm standing right next to him because I'm scared he'll fall down.
Jeg står lige ved siden af ham, fordi jeg tænkte, hvis han nu falder ned.
And I don't even know what to do.
Så ved jeg ikke engang, hvad jeg skal gøre.
I'm just watching what God is doing.
Og jeg ser bare på, hvad Gud gør.
That is that's got it's got nothing to do with me.
Det har ikke noget med mig at gøre.
The Lord just took over the whole thing.
Herren tog bare over.
So he went down the stairs again.
Så han gik ned ad trapperne igen.
And I was just standing next to him.
Og jeg stod ved siden af ham.
And now he's beginning to speak.
Og nu begynder han at tale.
He looked at a guy and said, "How are you?" he said.
Så kiggede han på en og sagde, "Hvordan har du det?"
That guy lifted his hands.
Og fyren løftede sine hænder.
Pastor.
Yeah, pastor.
He came running to the front.
Og han løb op foran.
He said to him.
Og han sagde til ham.
Can you see the picture of my daughter? My daughter.
Kan du se billedet af min datter?
You prophesied.
Du profeterede.
My wife became pregnant.
Og min hustru blev
gravid. When you were not in church, we had a child.
Da du ikke var her i kirken, fik vi et barn.
Here is the child.
Her er barnet.
And he hugged the pastor.
Og han gav pastoren et kram.
Then you know he went to someone.
Og så gik han hen til en anden.
How are you?
Hvordan har du det?
You have not left me and gone.
Du har ikke forladt
You're still
mig
in
og
church?
Er du stadig her igen?
No, we will not leave you.
Nej, vi vil ikke forlade dig.
Okay, he went somewhere.
Og så gik han andre steder hen.
And I am trying to, you know, I'm trying to be close to him.
Og jeg forsøger ligesom at være lidt nær ved ham.
And I hear in my ears.
Og jeg hører i mine ører.
Don't touch him.
Rør ham ikke.
My hand is upon him.
Min hånd er over ham.
I said, okay, Lord.
Og jeg sagde, okay, ja.
I'm not going anywhere. So I stood and watched the fun.
Så jeg stod bare og jagtede.
His wife came to me and started crying.
Og hans hustru kom til mig og begyndte at græde.
Pastor, he cannot speak 3 words together.
Han kan ikke tale 3 ord sammenhængende.
He's speaking like he's normal.
Han taler som om han er normal.
I can't imagine what's going on here.
Jeg kan slet ikke forstå hvad der går.
20 minutes.
20 minutter.
He walked through the church.
Gik han igennem kirken.
And some of you know how big the church is.
Yeah.
He was walking.
Og han gik.
Huge church.
En kæmpe stor kirke.
Went and met people and talked to them.
Og han talte med folk.
He came back to the
front.
Og han
kom tilbage op foran.
They had taken an offering for me.
Så tager de op et offer for mig.
So Pastor Cornelius said to him.
Og Cornelius sagde til ham.
Pastor, will you give the offering to Stephen?
Vil du tage offer til Stephen?
So he took
Stephen.
The offering, he gave it to me.
Og han tog offeret og gav det til mig.
And then he said, would you come back?
Og han siger, vil du komme
will
tilbage?
Will you come?
Vil du komme?
Yes, I said I will come.
Ja, ja, jeg vil komme.
When will you come?
Hvornår kommer du?
So I said next year, Pastor.
Og så sagde jeg næste år.
Surely you will come. Yes, Pastor.
Er du sikker på, at du vil komme?
You know, mighty man of God.
Mægtig Guds mand.
And then Pastor Cornelius came to him and said.
Og så kom Pastor Cornelius hen til ham og sagde.
Pastor, can you bless the church?
Pastor, kan du velsigne kirken?
He said the whole blessing without missing even one word.
Han sagde hele velsignelsen uden at misse et ord.
Bless the whole church.
Han velsignede hele kirken.
After that service.
Og efter det møde.
He went walking.
Så gik han.
And the guy was pushing the empty wheelchair and going behind.
Og den anden fyr der, han gik med den tomme kørestol.
Why do I say that?
Og hvorfor siger jeg det her?
It's because you know I learned something last week.
Jeg lærte noget sidste uge.
The first thing I learned is how to minister to somebody who is way more anointed and used mightily by God. What to do and what not to do. So it was a amazing experience for me.
Så det var en underfuld erfaring for mig også at betjene en, som stod langt højere op i salvelsen end mig.
But the this is what it is.
Men det her er hvad det er.
That anointing of the Holy Spirit.
At Helligåndens salvelse.
You see, when the when we are under the anointing,
at når vi er under salvelsen,
something happens in the spiritual,
så sker der noget i det åndelige,
that manifests over your life in the natural,
som manifesteres over dit liv i det naturlige.
Sometimes we might be thinking, why we speak in this tongue so much?
Og man kan tænke, hvorfor taler så meget i de tunger?
Oh, there's so many problems, but why these people are crazy? They're speaking in the Holy Spirit.
Og der er så mange problemer, hvorfor beder de bare i tunger?
But I want you to know that.
Men jeg vil, du skal vide.
It's not about your challenges.
At det ikke handler om dine udfordringer.
It's not about what you're going through.
Eller hvad du går igennem.
But when you are with the Holy Spirit.
Men når du er sammen med Helligånden.
Who he is over you,
hvem han er over
and
dig,
and what he has ordained for you,
og hvad han ligesom har bestemt for dig,
will manifest over you,
vil manifesteres over
in the
dig,
midst of everything,
midt ind for alt.
Again, I'm coming back to the Jesus on the boat.
Og jeg kommer igen tilbage til Jesus i båden.
For him,
for ham,
it is who he is.
Så handler det om hvem han er.
It is who God's spirit is over his life.
Og hvem Guds ånd er over hans
and him
liv.
Walking in that calling and authority.
Og at han vandrer i det kald og i den autoritet.
Are you with me?
Er du med?
We can have challenges.
Vi kan have udfordringer.
But we need to walk in the authority and in the calling by which God has called us.
Men vi må vandre i det kald og i den autoritet Gud har kaldet os med.
And that calling is manifested because of God's anointing upon us.
Og det kald bliver manifesteret på grund af Guds kald over
os. If we are not sensitive to the Holy Spirit,
og hvis ikke vi er følsomme over for den Hellige
Ånd, or be aware of what he is doing,
eller er opmærksom på hvad han gør,
then you know we get caught up with everything else.
Så kan vi ligesom blive opfanget af alt muligt andet.
John is in the island of Patmos.
Johannes var på øen Patmos.
But he is in the Spirit on the Lord's day.
Men han var i ånden på Herrens dag.
And he sees something.
Og han ser noget.
He is called to be anointed.
Og han er kaldet til
he
at være salvet.
He is called to walk in revelation.
Han er kaldet til at vandre
i åbenbaring. He is called to see things.
Han er kaldet til at
and
se
that's
ting.
Exactly what he's doing.
Og det er præcis det han gør.
Are you with me? It's not about Patmos.
Det handler ikke om øen.
It's not about how useless the place is.
Eller hvor ubrugbart det sted var.
Filled with all rejects of Rome.
Fyldt med alle Roms ting.
But for him, it's not about that.
Det handler ikke om det.
It's who he is.
Men om hvem han er.
I'm an apostle.
At han er en apostle.
Called by the Lord.
Kaldet af Gud.
Filled by the Holy Spirit.
Fyldt af den Hellige Ånd.
Walking under the anointing of God.
Og vandre under Guds salvelse.
Whether I am in the city of Rome or I am in the island of Patmos.
Om jeg er i byen Rom eller på øen Patmos.
I am my best when I am under the anointing.
Så er jeg mit bedste når jeg er under salvelsen.
Are you with me? You are your best when you are under the anointing.
Du er i dit bedste når du er under salvelsen.
Are you with me?
Er du med?
When you are under the anointing.
Når du er under salvelsen.
Things begins to fall apart.
Så begynder tingene at falde fra hinanden.
Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth.
Apostlenes gerninger 10:38, hvordan Gud salvede Jesus
with the Holy Spirit and with power,
med hellig ånd og kraft,
who went about doing good,
som gik omkring og gjorde vel,
healing all who were oppressed of the enemy,
og helbredte alle der var overvældet af djævlen,
because God was with him,
fordi Gud var med ham.
Are you with me?
Er du med?
If we should never compare our lives with the people of the world.
Vi må ikke sammenligne vores liv med verden.
We should never compare ourselves with the with people who are unbelievers.
Og vi skal ikke sammenligne os med de vantro.
That's why Paul, when he writes in 2 Corinthians, you know, chapter 6, he says, what is there common between a righteous man and an unrighteous man?
Og det er derfor Paulus han skriver i 2 Korinther 6, hvad har en retfærdig og en uretfærdig
fælles? We live in another way.
Vi lever på
we have
måde.
Another lifestyle.
Vi har en anden
we
livsstil.
Have another government over us.
Vi har en anden regering over os.
We have another kingdom dynamics over us.
Og vi har et andet riges dynamik over os.
We are not measured by how much of money we have.
Vi bliver ikke målt ud fra hvor mange penge vi har.
Are you with me?
Er du med?
A simple thing I'm saying.
En enkel ting.
In the world, people are talking about money, 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 money.
I verden taler mennesker om penge, penge, penge.
For us, it's about blessing, 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 blessing of God.
Og for os handler det om velsignelse, velsignelse, velsignelse af Gud.
Our worth is not based on our riches.
Vores værdi er ikke baseret på vores rigdom.
Our worth is based upon who Christ is in our life.
Vores værdi er baseret på hvem er Kristus i vores liv.
Rich people in the world do small things.
Rige mennesker i verden gør små ting.
Poor people in Christ do rich things.
Og fattige mennesker i Kristus gør rige ting.
Come on, are you with me?
Er du med?
I want you to get it.
Jeg vil, du skal få fat på
you
det.
You are we should never ever compare ourselves with the people of the world.
Og vi skal aldrig sammenligne os med verdens mennesker.
We are made different.
Vi er skabt anderledes.
We can have little bit of money.
Og vi kan have lidt penge.
But we can live a very full life.
Men vi kan leve et vældigt fyldestgørende liv.
We have a calling.
Vi har et kald.
And by the calling we are able to do way beyond what we can think or imagine.
Og ud fra det kald er vi i stand til at gøre langt ud over hvad vi kan forestille os.
In the world,
i verden,
people think in another way.
Så tænker mennesker på en
but
anden måde.
But as God's children, we think in another way.
Men som Guds børn tænker vi på
now,
en anden måde.
Now let me just tell you something quickly.
Lad mig bare lige hurtigt sige noget.
You know, you need to understand the fullness of Christ.
Du må forstå at Kristi fylde.
See now, God the Holy Spirit.
Gud Helligånd.
In Revelation 1 and verse 4.
I Åbenbaringen 1:4.
You know, John Markney speaks about it. John writes about the seven spirits.
Markney taler om det her, at Johannes han skriver om de syv.
Okay, it's not
ånder.
About seven Holy Spirit.
Og nu handler det ikke om syv.
It's only one Holy Spirit.
Der er kun én Helligånd.
But you know, the Spirit of God, you can see him in seven dimensions, written about, you know, when Isaiah prophesied about Jesus and his birth.
Men der er syv måder hvorpå du at Helligånden kan fremstå.
So let me just if you turn with me to Isaiah 11.
Hvis vi går til Isaiah 11.
It's a prophetic word about Jesus.
Så er det et profetisk ord om Jesus.
Okay, the Bible says in verse 2.
Bibelen siger i vers 2.
You can see the seven spirits.
Der kan du se de syv ånder.
Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him.
Her over ham hviler Herrens ånd.
Spirit of wisdom.
Visdoms.
Spirit of understanding.
Og indsigt.
Spirit of counsel.
Og råds.
Spirit of might.
Og styrkes.
Spirit of knowledge.
Kundskabs.
And the fear of the Lord.
Og Guds frygt.
Can you see all seven are here?
Kan du se alle syv er her?
Amen. The Spirit of the Lord shall be upon him.
Herrens ånd er over ham.
Wisdom.
Med visdom.
Spirit of understanding.
Indsigt.
Spirit of counsel.
Og råd.
Spirit of might.
Og styrkes ånd.
Spirit of the knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
Kundskabs og Guds frygt ånd.
So you know God the Holy Spirit,
så Gud Helligånd,
you know, when he is upon us,
at når han er over os,
we can see him in every dimension.
Så kan vi se ham i alle dimensioner.
This is like light going into a prism.
Så det er ligesom lys, der går ind i et prisme.
You know, when it hits the prism,
at når det rammer prismet,
it comes out in many different directions.
Så kommer det ud i mange forskellige retninger.
Many different ways.
Og på mange forskellige
many
måder.
Different colors.
Og i mange forskellige farver.
That's how it is with God.
Og sådan er det med Gud.
When we are talking about the anointing of God,
at når vi taler om Guds salvelse,
we're talking about God the Holy Spirit.
Så taler vi om Gud den Hellige Ånd.
Upon us.
Over os.
To be what he wants us to be.
Til at være det som han ønsker
okay,
vi skal være.
The anointing
være.
Is about the is about you becoming what he wants you to be.
Salvelsen handler om at du bliver det som han vil du skal være.
And when the Spirit of God comes upon you.
Og når Guds ånd kommer over
the Bible
dig,
says.
Så siger Bibelen.
You'll have a spirit of wisdom.
Så vil du have visdomsånd.
Okay, Spirit of Wisdom. Just let me read one quick scripture. James chapter 3.
Og i Jakob 3.
Talks about Spirit of Wisdom.
Taler om visdomsånd.
17.
Jakob 3.
17.
17.
But the wisdom that is from above.
Men visdommen fra oven.
Is pure.
Er først og fremmest
peaceable,
ren. Ren, fredselskende.
Gentle.
Mild,
willing to yield,
omgængelig,
full of mercy,
fuld af barmhjertighed,
good fruits,
og gode frugter,
without partiality,
upartisk,
without hypocrisy,
og oprigtig.
What is this?
Hvad er det?
Is the spirit of wisdom.
Det er visdom.
That which comes upon you by the spirit of God.
Som kommer over dig ved Guds ånd.
Will keep you clean.
Vil bevare dig ren.
Keep you peaceful.
Og fredselskende.
Why we need the spirit of God?
Hvorfor har vi brug for Guds ånd?
Because when he is upon you.
Fordi når han er over dig.
That's when peace is.
Det er der freden er.
Are you with me?
Er du med?
Jesus was not baffled by the storm.
Jesus, han blev ikke sådan helt slået ud af den
på
grund af stormen.
He never lost his peace over the demonic around him.
Han mistede ikke sin fred på grund af det dæmoniske
omkring ham. He was not disturbed because Judas turned his back to him.
Og han blev ikke forstyrret af at Judas vendte ryggen til ham.
Are you with me?
Er du med?
Because upon him.
Fordi over ham
was the spirit of God.
Var Guds ånd.
Peace.
Fred.
You will only lose your peace in the soulish realm.
Du vil kun miste freden på det sjæliske plan.
In the spirit realm.
I det åndelige.
He is your peace.
Så er han din fred.
He is the prince
han
of peace.
Freds fyrste.
There you cannot lose it. You cannot lose peace.
Der kan du ikke miste din fred.
You can only lose peace when he goes away.
Og du kan kun miste freden når han er gået.
And he will not go away.
Og han vil ikke gå.
Are you with me?
Er du med?
So when waters begin to trouble around you, you need to go to inside.
Så når vandet bliver uroligt rundt om dig, så har du brug for at gå.
When the mountains stand before you.
Fred, når bjergene står foran
dig. Or struggles
dig,
come.
Eller kampe kommer.
You go in.
Så går du ind.
To who he is inside of you.
Hvem han er i dig.
That's why building yourself up in the most holy faith.
Det er derfor du bygger dig selv op i den højeste tro.
Rabahandorobo sharaba. Rebalabaraba. So what are you doing? You are moving from outside to inside.
Så bevæger du dig fra udefra og ind.
Outside you're seeing one thing.
Udenfor så ser du en ting.
But you immediately go inside.
Men øjeblikkeligt så går du herind.
Because you do not want what is outside to affect you.
Fordi du ikke ønsker at det der er herude skal påvirke
let
dig.
Let me just say it one more time.
Lad mig sige det endnu en gang.
There can be things outside.
Der kan være ting herude.
There can be challenges.
Der kan være udfordringer.
To our mind.
Til vores sind.
You know what we see.
Hvad vi ser.
There can be things that are not you know that can be challenging.
Der kan være udfordrende.
But for us.
Men for os.
Immediately we come in.
Umiddelbart så går vi herind.
Into who he is.
Ind til hvem
you
han er.
You come into that peace.
Så kommer du ind til den
you
fred.
You pray in the Holy Ghost.
Og du beder den hellige ånd.
Till your spirit man is in peace with God.
Indtil dit åndelige menneske har fred med Gud.
That becomes the strength of your life.
Og det bliver styrken i dit liv.
Has the problem changed?
Har problemerne
no,
forandret
no, no.
sig?
It is nej,
nej.
Still the same.
Nej, det er de samme.
But you have learned.
Men du har lært.
Not to allow the problem to define your life.
At det er ikke problemerne, der skal definere dit liv.
You allow your the spirit of God inside of you to define who you are.
Men du tillader, at det er ånden inde i dig, der definerer, hvem du er.
It's the same, you know, spirit of knowledge.
Det er på samme måde med kundskaben.
That, you know, things can come to mess your mind.
At der kan komme ting, som roder dit sind.
Immediately you go here.
Og øjeblikkeligt, så går du herind.
Knowledge comes because you know the word of God.
Kundskab kommer fordi du kender Guds
you
ord.
Read the word of God.
Du læser Guds ord.
You know what do we do in the word of God?
Og hvad gør vi i Guds ord?
Throughout from Genesis to Revelation.
Fra første Mosebog til Åbenbaringsbog.
We see how God moves.
Så ser vi hvordan Gud bevæger sig.
How God
sig.
Talks.
Hvordan Gud taler.
What he agrees, what he doesn't agree.
Hvad han er enig i og hvad han ikke er enig i.
How men of God and women of God have contended with God.
Og hvordan Guds mænd og kvinder har ligesom arbejdet med
how
Gud.
How they have found a way to get into the heart of God.
Hvordan de ligesom har fundet en vej for at komme ind til Guds hjerte.
And you when you learn that, the Spirit of God teaches you.
Og når du lærer dig det, og ånden lærer dig.
You get the knowledge of God.
Så får du Guds kundskab.
And then you use that for your own personal life.
Og så bruger du det i dit eget personlige liv.
If you can't come to God this way, you find it this way because you know.
Og kan du ikke komme til Gud den her vej, så kommer du den her vej.
You know how people have walked with God through the Bible.
Fordi du ved, hvordan mennesker har vandret med Gud gennem Bibelen.
Are you with me?
Er du med?
So the spirit of knowledge.
Så kundskabens ånd.
When you begin to understand God.
Og du begynder at forstå Gud.
You begin to understand what he approves, what he doesn't approve.
Og du begynder at forstå, hvad han bryder sig om, og hvad han ikke bryder
sig om.
So
whatever comes from outside.
Så hvad end der kommer udefra.
You immediately go inside.
Så øjeblikkeligt går du herind.
This may not sound right. Immediately you're going inside.
Det lyder ikke rigtigt. Så øjeblikkeligt går du herind.
God, but what are you saying?
Men Gud, hvad siger du?
Oh, teach me.
Undervis
mig. Speak to me.
Tal til mig.
Let me tell you, church.
Lad mig sige dig, kirke.
You know when you are at your best.
Du ved, hvornår du er på dit bedste.
When you personally know God for who he is.
Er når du personligt kender Gud for den han er.
There is a time in your life.
Der er et tidspunkt i dit liv.
That you follow people who follow Jesus.
At du følger mennesker som følger Jesus.
That's good.
Og det er fint.
It's not wrong.
Det er ikke forkert.
But there is a time.
Men der kommer et tidspunkt.
When God wants to deal with you directly.
Hvor Gud ønsker at håndtere eller arbejde med dig personligt.
He will begin to. That's a time when somebody will prophesy to you.
Og der kommer et tidspunkt, hvor en vil profetere for dig.
But there's another time when God will speak into you.
Men et andet tidspunkt, hvor Gud taler til dig.
There is a time when people will give you an encouraging word.
Og hvor mennesker, de vil give dig et opmuntrende ord.
But there is a time God himself will give you an encouraging
word. Men der er så tidspunkter, hvor Gud selv giver dig et ord.
There's a time you need a prophet.
Der er tidspunkter, hvor du har brug for en
There's
profet.
There's a time you become a prophet.
Og så andre tider, hvor du bliver en profet.
There's a time you need a mentor.
Og hvor du har brug for en rådgiver.
There's a time God himself begins to mentor you.
Og så et tidspunkt, hvor Gud selv begynder at mentor dig.
Come on, church, are you with me?
Er du med?
Are you with me?
Er du med?
That's when.
Det er der.
Things become very different.
At tingene bliver anderledes.
Because you become so aware of God yourself.
Fordi du bliver så opmærksom på Gud selv.
That does not mean we should not listen to other prophets.
Og det betyder så ikke, at vi ikke skal lytte til andre.
That does not mean we should not listen to other preachers.
Eller at vi skulle lytte til andre prædikanter.
But you come to that place with God.
Men du kommer til det sted med Gud.
Where you know him for who he is.
Hvor du kender ham for den han er.
Are you with me?
Er du med?
My preaching to you.
Min prædiken til dig.
Is not for you to follow me.
Er ikke for at du skal følge
for
mig.
For you to follow him.
Men at du skal følge ham.
Come on, church, are you with me?
Er du med?
You got to find God for who he is.
Du må finde Gud for hvem han er.
So if you look at all these seven things.
Så hvis du ser på de her syv ting.
You begin to understand.
Så begynder du at forstå.
How the spirit of God is.
Hvordan Guds ånd er.
Spirit of understanding.
Indsigtsånd.
You know, you begin to understand by the Spirit of God.
Og du begynder at forstå ved Guds ånd.
You begin to discern.
Og du begynder at skelne.
Are you with me?
Er du med?
It's not you. It's not here.
Det er ikke her.
It's here.
Det er herinde.
You see something, you can understand what it is.
Og du ser noget, så forstår du hvad det er.
When somebody does something, you know exactly what is operating there.
Og hvis der er nogen, der gør noget, så ved du præcis hvad det er.
Sometimes
der
you can even see what spirit is operating and what is of God, what is not of God.
Og du kan deriblandt se hvilken ånd, der virker, og hvad der ikke er Gud, og hvad der er
Because
Gud.
Because that is what will preserve us.
Fordi det er det, der vil bevare os.
In the last of the last days.
Her i de aller sidste dage.
That I know God.
At jeg kender Gud.
I'm walking with God.
Og jeg vandrer med Gud.
Now, I just want to look at one more thing. Now, just turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 30. We know that portion of scripture.
1 Samuel 30.
And you know, Ziklag.
Og Ziklag.
David and his warriors, they went to fight for the Philistines.
Og David og hans krigere, de gik hen for at kæmpe mod filistrene.
They were living in the city of Ziklag.
Og de boede i Ziklag.
And the princes of the Philistines were afraid of David.
Og de fyrsterne, filistrefyrsterne, de var bange for David.
Because Philistines were trying to fight Israel.
Fordi filistrene, de forsøgte at bekæmpe Israel.
And they were scared of having David as their friend.
Og de var bange for at have David som deres ven.
So they sent him back.
Så de sendte ham tilbage.
Go back, you know, we don't want your help.
Gå tilbage, vi skal ikke have din hjælp.
So David comes back to Ziklag.
Så David, han tager tilbage til Ziklag.
But before he comes,
og inden han kommer,
the Amalekites come to Ziklag and they destroy Ziklag.
Så kommer Amalekitterne til Ziklag og de ødelægger Ziklag.
They take all their women, all their children. children.
De tager alle kvinder og børnene.
All the whatever, you know, animals they had.
Dyrene og alt hvad de
they
har.
They burn the city of Ziklag.
Og så brænder de byen.
So when they come, when David comes back, there's nothing there.
Så da David kommer tilbage, så er der ingenting der.
Are you with me?
Er du med?
So there's sometimes in our life.
Så der er nogle gange i vores liv.
Just like David's experience.
Som Davids erfaring her.
Unexpected things can happen.
At uventede ting kan ske.
Something that belongs to us can be burnt out.
Noget som tilhører os kan lige pludselig være brændt.
Something that was once mine is missing now.
Og det der var mit, var lige pludselig, så har jeg det ikke mere.
What I could see, I can't see anymore.
Og hvad jeg kunne se, det kan jeg ikke længere
what
se.
What is very dear to me is gone.
Og hvad der var kært til mig, det er væk.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the picture.
Det er billedet.
The picture was whatever belonged to David and his people was not there.
Hvad end der tilhørte David og hans folk, det var lige pludselig væk.
Amen. So that's the situation, and
så det var situationen.
And it broke the heart of David.
Og Davids hjerte blev brudt.
And the Bible says David and his people, they cried and cried and cried and wept until they could not weep anymore.
Og David og hans folk, de græd og græd og græd, indtil de ikke længere kunne græde.
Then,
så
something happened.
Skete der noget.
You see, when problems come,
ser du, når problemer kommer,
sometimes your friends even change their position.
Så kan dine venner ændre position.
Have you felt that?
Har du mærket
det? Sometimes when you get into difficult times.
At når du kommer i svære tider,
the one who was your friend suddenly becomes, you know, looks like your enemy.
Så pludselig den som var din ven kan se ud som din fjende.
That's exactly what happened.
Og det var præcis det der skete.
David's own people.
Davids egne folk.
Wanted to stone him.
De ville stene ham.
They got angry with him.
Og blev vrede på ham.
They just, you know, they wanted to finish him off.
Og de ville bare gøre det af med ham.
But you see, this is the secret of a man of God.
Ser du det her? Det er hemmeligheden ved en gudsmand.
It's a lesson we should all learn.
Og en lektie vi skal lære.
Firstly, the Bible says.
For det første siger Bibelen.
David stirred himself in the Lord.
Herren op, David oplevede sig selv i Herren.
What did he do?
Hvad gjorde han?
He did not allow his circumstance.
Han tillod ikke omstændighederne.
To break him.
At nedbryde ham.
What did he do?
Hvad gjorde han?
He went inside.
Han gik herind.
Who he was.
Til den han var.
As a man of God.
Som en gudsbarn.
As a child of God.
Som et gudsbarn.
He came to who he was before God.
Og han kom ind der ind til den han var ind for Gud.
And the Bible says.
Og Bibelen siger.
He stirred himself.
Han oplevede sig selv.
He stirred himself.
Han oplevede sig selv.
In the Lord.
I Herren.
Are you with me?
Er du med?
Sometimes when things are going, you know, the water is going above our head.
Nogle gange når vandet ligesom kan stige op over vores hoved.
What should we do?
Hvad skulle vi gøre?
Run to our prayer corner.
Løbe ind i vores bønnekammer.
Close the door.
Lukke døren.
Shout.
Råbe.
And say, God, I am yours.
Og sige, Gud, jeg
I belong
din.
To you,
jeg
Lord.
Tilhører dig.
I'm your child.
Jeg er dit barn.
Call by your name.
Jeg er kaldet med dit navn.
I did that. I know that.
Og jeg har gjort det, og jeg ved det.
I think I've told it before.
Og jeg har sagt det før, tror jeg.
There was a season where I was in fear.
At der var en tid, hvor jeg var i frygt.
You know, it was demonic.
Og det var dæmonisk.
Because I don't know why I'm afraid.
Og jeg ved ikke, hvorfor jeg
But
var bange.
But I was very afraid.
Men jeg var bange.
Are you with me?
Er du med?
It's like some kind of a fear thing is sitting on me.
Det var ligesom sådan noget frygt bare sad på mig.
I could not eat.
Jeg kunne ikke spise.
I couldn't sleep.
Jeg kunne ikke sove.
I was so afraid.
Jeg var så bange.
And I don't know why I'm afraid.
Og jeg ved ikke hvorfor jeg var bange.
And you know, my mind is—it's like something is controlling my. It's like my mind is—I'm going to lose my mind.
Og det var som om at jeg ville miste min forstand.
Thank God.
Tak Gud.
I knew the Lord.
At jeg kender Herren.
So after 3 days.
Så efter 3 dage.
Of fear.
Af frygt.
Gripped by fear.
Og hvor jeg var grebet af frygt.
I had to do something about
it. Så måtte jeg gøre noget ved
so
det.
So I remember taking my motorcycle.
Så jeg husker at jeg tog min motorcykel.
Drove out of the city.
Og kørte ud af byen.
We were running an orphanage.
Og vi havde sådan et børnehjem.
So I went to the orphanage.
Og jeg tog hen til børnehjemmet.
Put my motorcycle in the
front. Sat min motorcykel ud foran.
And there's a little forest there.
Og der var en lille skov der.
I went into the forest.
Og jeg gik ind i skoven.
Where nobody can hear what I do.
Og hvor ingen kunne høre hvad jeg gjorde.
And in that forest.
Og i den skov.
I was mad at this, whatever this thing is over me.
Så var jeg så vred over den ting, som var over
mig. I said, you spirit of fear.
Og jeg sagde, du er en af frygt, jeg står dig imod
you
Jesu
navn. You demon of hell
og du er dæmon fra helvede, som sidder over mit hoved.
Get out of my life.
Kom ud af mit liv.
I am a child of God.
Jeg er et Guds barn.
Washed by the blood of Jesus.
Vasket med Jesu
blod. The blood is upon me.
Blodet er
you
over
mig. You demon of hell.
Og du er dæmon fra
Go
helvede.
Out of my life.
Kom ud af mit
I
liv.
I was screaming like a madman.
Og jeg skreg som en sindssyg.
But deep inside the forest.
Men dybt derinde i skoven.
Where nobody could see me.
Hvor ingen kunne se mig.
Because I wanted whatever this is to be out of my life.
Fordi jeg ville at hvad end det var, så skulle det væk fra mit liv.
I had an option.
Og jeg havde et valg.
One is to go into oppression, depression, whatever under the fear and go flat on the floor.
At jeg kunne gå ind i depression og undertrykkelse og bare ligge på gulvet.
Or get over everything.
Eller bare rejse mig op over alt.
Be the man that God has made me to be.
Og være den mand, som Gud har kaldet mig til.
I chose to be the man God wants.
Og jeg valgte at være den mand, som Gud har kaldet mig til.
Are you with me?
Er du med?
Now it feels nice to talk about it.
Og nu føles det godt at tale om det.
But it was not so easy.
Men det var ikke så nemt.
Are you with me?
Er du med?
I was really shaking.
Jeg var rystet.
But I just said, you demon, get out.
Og jeg bare sagde, du dæmon, kom ud.
Stamp you under my feet.
Stampede på den under mine fødder.
Demon, come on, kill you.
Jeg dræber dig.
Out of my life.
Ud af mit liv.
Fear, go out.
Frygt, ud af mit liv.
I had to fight it out.
Og jeg bare bekæmpede det.
Suddenly.
Pludselig.
It was gone.
Så var det bare væk.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I came out of the forest like a happy man.
Og jeg kom ud af skoven som en glad mand.
I behaved in a nice way.
Og jeg opførte mig på en pæn måde.
I came and took the motorbike.
Og jeg kom og tog min motorcykel.
La 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 la. I was singing my way back.
Og jeg sang på vej tilbage.
Are you with me? David stirred himself.
David, han oplevede sig selv.
Then you know what he did?
Og ved du hvad han så gjorde?
He called the priest.
Så kaldte han på præsterne.
And he said, give me the ephod.
Så siger han, giv mig ephoden.
You know this plate?
Den her
and the dress
plade eller hvad det var?
That the dress that the priest wore to worship God.
Det her udstyr eller tøj de havde på når præsterne de tilbad Gud.
Sometimes I wonder why he wore it.
Og nogle gange så tænker jeg, hvorfor han bar det.
But he wanted his God to see who he was before him.
At han ønskede at hans Gud skulle se hvem han var ind for ham.
He stepped into that place of a priest in the spiritual.
Han trådte ind på det her sted af en præst som en præst skulle være i det åndelige.
Are you with me?
Er du med?
Sometimes
nogle gange
you need to step into being a miracle preacher for yourself.
Må du træde ind i at være en mirakelprædikant for dig selv?
Are you with me?
Er du med?
Sometimes I do that.
Nogle gange så gør jeg det.
In the bathroom.
I badeværelset.
There's a big mirror.
Der er et stort spejl.
Come on, Stephen, God loves you.
Come on, Stephen, Gud elsker
dig. His mighty hand is upon you.
Hans mægtige hånd er over dig.
You are healed in Jesus' name.
Du er helbredet i Jesu navn.
No power is against you.
Ingen magt er imod dig.
Sometimes I preach to myself.
Og nogle gange så prædiker jeg til mig selv.
I step into.
Jeg træder ind i
the place of who God wants me to be.
Det sted er, hvad Gud ønsker, jeg skal være.
And why did David do that?
Og hvorfor gjorde David det?
Because he wanted one word from God.
Fordi han ville have et ord fra Gud.
Just one word. One word.
Bare et ord.
He had a question.
Han havde et spørgsmål.
But he wanted a reply.
Og men han ville have et gensvar.
God.
Gud.
Should I pursue the Amalekites?
Skal jeg efter jage Amalekitterne?
He had a question.
Han havde et spørgsmål.
Now he needed an answer.
Og nu havde han brug for et svar.
I want you to know tonight something very, 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 very important.
Jeg vil du i aften skal vide noget meget, meget vigtigt.
When I speak to you.
Når jeg taler til dig.
I am behind the words I speak to you.
Så er jeg bag de ord jeg taler.
But do you know something?
Men ved du noget?
When God speaks to you.
Når Gud taler.
He is behind what he tells you.
Så han bag det, som han siger.
Emma, I'll see you tomorrow at 9:00.
Emma, jeg vil se dig i morgen 9:00.
I am behind the word I gave her.
Og nu står jeg bag det ord, som jeg har givet hende.
Right? So tomorrow I know 9:00 I have to be to see, I have to go to see her.
Så jeg ved, at i morgen 9:00 så skal jeg være der for at se hende.
But imagine God telling to Yemma.
Men forestil dig, at Gud siger til Yemma.
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 Tomorrow 9 o'clock.
I morgen klokken 9.
I'm coming to your house.
Så kommer jeg til dit hus.
You know what Yemma will do?
Ved du hvad Yemma hun gør?
She'll be up at 6 in the morning.
Og hun vil være op klokken 6 om morgenen.
Dancing.
Dansende.
Nobody can call her anywhere.
Ingen kan ringe til
Even
hende.
If you give her 1 million kroner.
Ikke engang hvis du giver hende
en million. She's not coming.
Så kommer hun ikke.
Because the millionaire of all millionaires is coming to her.
Fordi at millionærernes
Halleluja. Nobody can do anything to her.
Ingen kan gøre noget til hende.
Because God is coming.
Fordi Gud kommer.
Come on, are you with me?
Er du med?
That's the power of God's word to you.
Det er kraften i Guds ord til dig.
That's all he wanted.
Og det var det han ønskede.
He said, "What should I do?"
Hvad skulle jeg gøre?
You know what the Bible says?
Ved du hvad Bibelen siger?
God said.
Gud sagde.
Go.
Go.
I will give them into your hand.
Jeg vil give dem i din hånd.
It's not about how big the Amalekites are.
Og det handler ikke noget om hvor store Amalekitterne var.
Doesn't even matter which mountain top they are sitting on.
Og det spiller ikke engang nogen rolle hvilket bjergtop de sidder på.
He got the word.
Han fik ordet.
And the Bible says.
Og Bibelen siger.
David recovered all.
At David han genoprettede alt.
His test became a testimony.
Hans test blev til et vidnesbyrd.
His prayer
og hans bøn
ended up in the Bible.
Det sluttede her, eller det kom med i Bibelen.
All of us can read.
Vi kan alle læse.
Generations can read.
Generationer kan læse
that
det.
That God is a prayer answering God.
At Gud er en bønnebesvarende Gud.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
So I want to tell you tonight.
Så jeg vil sige til dig i aften.
Is anything too hard for God?
Er der noget der er for svært for Gud?
Is there anything God cannot do for you?
Er der noget Gud ikke kan gøre for dig?
He can do all things.
Han kan gøre alting.
Tonight, if you will believe.
Så i aften, hvis du vil tro.
If you will say to God.
Og hvis du vil sige til Gud.
I am ready, God.
Jeg er klar, Gud.
I want a miracle for myself.
Jeg vil have et mirakel, Gud.
It might be a crazy thing.
Og det kan være, det er en skør ting.
Don't worry about it.
Bekymrer dig ikke om det.
We have a God who's beyond all our crazy thoughts.
Vi har en Gud der er ud over alle vores skøre tanker.
We can say to God tonight.
Så vi kan sige til Gud i aften.
God, I come to you.
Gud, jeg kommer til dig.
And I want to come and experience a miracle from you.
Og jeg kommer og vil erfare et mirakel fra dig.
Have your way for me.
Ha' din vej for mig.
Send your word to me.
Send dit ord til mig.
I want to hold on to that word.
Og jeg vil holde fast i det ord.
A word that will bring a miracle for me.
Det ord der vil bringe et mirakel til mig.
Come on, one moment, just close your eyes.
Bare et øjeblik, så luk dine øjne.
And begin to speak to Jesus.
Og begynd at tale til Jesus.
He's here tonight.
Han er her i aften.
And he knows exactly what to do for you.
Og han ved præcis hvad han skal gøre for dig.
Come on, ask him, ask him.
Bare bed til ham.
Ask him, ask him.
Bare spørg eller bed ham. Halleluja.
Maybe all you want is a visit from him.
Og måske alt det, du har brug for, det er bare et besøg fra ham.
Ask him.
Bare bed ham.
Come and visit me, Lord.
Kom og besøg mig, her.
Come to my bedroom, Lord.
Kom ind i mit soveværelse her.
Come and meet me.
Kom og mød mig her.
Halleluja.
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 Halleluja. Halleluja. Ma papa li di di bi di li bi di li ya. Hey,
Ramana.
Chabasu tolo bahos te le 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 ya. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
With Jesus.
Med Jesus.
Every test in our life can become a testimony.
Så kan hver test i vores liv blive til et på engelsk hedder det testimony, men et vidnesbyrd.
Every mess can become a message.
Og et hvert mess, rod, kan blive til et budskab.
A message of God's hope.
Et budskab om Guds håb.
God's miracle working power.
Guds mirakelvirkende kraft.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
Halleluja, Lord.
Halleluja.
Savior.
Frelser.
He can move the mountains.
Han kan bevæge bjergene.
My God is mighty to save.
Min Gud er mægtig til at frelse.
He is mighty to save.
Han er mægtig til at frelse.
Forever. You're the author of salvation.
Du er ophavsmanden til frelse.
You rose and conquered the grave.
Du opstod og du besejrede graven.
Jesus conquered the grave.
Jesus han besejrede graven.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Far Jesu mægtige navn.
We command every mountain.
Så befaler vi et hvert bjerg.
That stands before us.
Som står foran os.
To move.
At flytte sig.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
Whatever stands against God's calling and purpose over our lives.
Hvad end der står imod Guds kald og hensigt over vores liv.
We push it out of the way in Jesus' name.
Vi skubber det væk i Jesu navn.
Tonight, Lord.
I aften her.
Thank you for reminding us.
Tak fordi du påminner os.
That we can run to you.
At vi kan løbe til dig.
We can come to you.
Og vi kan komme til dig.
And stir ourselves up in you.
Og oplive os selv i dig.
To be what you have made us to be.
For at være det du har skabt os til.
Hallelujah, the mighty hand of God.
Og Guds mægtige hånd.
He's upon you, church.
Er over dig, kirke.
He lives inside of you.
Han bor i dig.
He's an almighty God.
Og han er en almægtig Gud.
There is nothing that God cannot do for you.
Og der er intet Gud ikke kan gøre for dig.
If you would believe in him.
Og hvis du vil tro på ham.
Jesus said, if you believe.
Jesus sagde, hvis du tror.
You will see the glory of God.
Skal du se Guds herlighed.
See the glory of God.
Se Guds herlighed.
And these are days.
Og det er de dage.
God wants you to personally experience the glory of God.
Hvor Gud vil du personligt skal opleve Guds herlighed.
Come on, ask him tonight.
Bare bed ham her i aften.
Ask him for a miracle tonight.
Bed ham om et mirakel.
Ask him for the impossible tonight.
Bed ham om det umulige i aften.
Ask him for what nobody can do for you.
Og bed ham om det som ingen kan gøre for dig.
Ask him from the depths of your heart.
Og bed ham fra dybet af dit hjerte. Halleluja.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you tonight.
Far, vi takker dig i aften.
You are the greatest.
Du er den største.
The most powerful.
Den mest kraftfulde.
You're almighty.
Den almægtige.
You're everlasting.
Og den evige.
Father, we desire.
Og far, vi begær.
That you be everything over our lives.
At du må være alt over vores liv.
Our life is to make you famous.
Og vores liv er at gøre dig berømt.
Because of who you are.
På grund af hvem du er.
The world will never be the same.
Så vil verden aldrig blive
because of who you are.
På grund af hvem du er.
The lost will be found.
Så vil de fortabte
the blind
blive fundet,
will see.
Og de blinde vil
the
se.
The lame will walk.
De lamme vil
the
gå.
Deaf will hear.
Og de døve vil
the
høre.
Lost will be found.
De fortabte vil
because
blive fundet,
of who you are.
På grund af hvem du
those
er.
Who walk in darkness.
Dem der vandrer i mørket.
Shall see a great light.
Skal se et stort lys.
We thank you that you came for us.
Og vi takker dig at du kom
2000
for
os years ago.
For 2000
we can have life.
For at vi skulle få
and
liv.
Today, thank you for that life.
Og vi takker dig for
thank
liv.
You for that anointing.
Tak for den salvelse.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Your word says.
Dit ord siger.
In Psalms chapter 2.
I Salmerne 2.
Why do the nations rage?
At hvorfor fnyser hedningerne?
And the people declare a vain thing.
Og folkene tror på det tomme.
Against God and his anointed.
Imod Gud og hans salvede.
He who sits on the throne.
Han som sidder på tronen.
He laughs,
han
the Bible
lærer,
says.
Siger Bibelen.
You are laughing today,
du
Lord.
Lærer, siger.
You're laughing, Lord.
Og du lærer i
against
dag.
Every weapon of the enemy.
Imod et hvert våben fra
fjenden. And the enemy is destroyed.
Og fjenden er ødelagt.
Because the Lord is on the throne.
Fordi Herren er på tronen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tak, Jesus.
Tonight we lift our marriages.
I aften så løfter vi vores ægteskaber.
Families.
Vores familier.
Our children.
Vores børn.
Our friends.
Vores venner.
Every member of Tronsor.
Og et hvert medlem af Tronsor.
We lift ourselves before your throne of grace.
Og vi løfter os selv ind for nådens trone.
We are a family here.
Vi er en familie her.
We are your family.
Og vi er din familie.
We belong to you.
Vi tilhører dig.
You are our heavenly Father.
Du er vores himmelske far.
Lead us, God.
Led os, Gud.
Guide us, Lord.
Herre, led os.
Walk before us.
Vandre foran os.
We simply love you.
Vi elsker dig.
Father,
far,
even as I said over Yemma,
at som jeg sagde over Yemma,
what it would be for you to visit,
hvad det ville kræve, at du besøgte.
So we ask tonight,
Herre, sådan beder vi i aften,
each one of us,
at hver eneste en af os
will have,
må få,
a visitation of Jesus,
en besøgelse af Jesus,
again,
igen,
one more time,
endnu en gang,
one more time,
endnu en gang,
visit us,
besøg os. Besøg os, Herre. Besøg os.
Vi er hungry for you.
Herre, vi hunger efter dig. Vi er tørstige efter dig.
Come on, church, speak your heart to him.
Bare tal dit hjerte ud til ham, kirke.
He's right next to you.
Han er lige ved siden af dig.
He's a God of miracles.
Det er miraklernes Gud.
He loves you with an everlasting love.
Han elsker dig med en evig kærlighed.
Puts his arms around you.
Og han lægger sine arme omkring
wants to
dig.
Tell you,
og han ønsker at sige til dig.
I love you, my son.
Jeg elsker dig, min søn.
I love you, my daughter.
Jeg elsker dig, min
very
datter.
Precious to me.
Du er så dyrebar for
That's
mig.
Who your God is.
Det er den, din Gud er.
Tak fordi du lyttede med til denne udsendelse fra Troens Ord. For mere information og for at kontakte os, gå til www.troensord.dk.